guys. Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today, I've got an email. First of all, you guys that email in to me, you don't have to make fake email accounts. I'm not going to out you. I'm not with the FBI. Just email me, and if you don't say that I can specifically use your information, I'm not going to use it. I'm going to hide it just like I did today. So feel free to send in any questions that you want. Links below. So, as you guys know, I don't like hypocrisy, and I don't like people that say, do as I say, but not as I do. And so when we've got a situation where guys want to step out on their wives or do things that in general we kind of frown upon, it's not me to say whether this is okay or not, because you do you, but I am going to tell you what I think of it since you asked my opinion. So the email comes in today. It says, I'm a 38-year-old European-Japanese mixed who was raised in Europe but living in Japan for almost a decade, married man with two kids, and working my dream job as a global producer in an entertainment company earning a salary above average. Hey, congrats. You have the lifestyle that many men that at one point or another, like myself, got married and said, hey, maybe this is something that I can live. Maybe this is a lifestyle I can have. So I'm looking forward to that. Let me brighten this up a little bit. There we go. He says, let's say I'm not super happy about my sexless marriage. Well, we talk about this over and over and over again with many of the videos that I put out, that once you get married, and especially after kids, but usually the fall off starts at about 6 months, and at about a year and a half to 2 years, it really falls off. Unless you have kids before that. And in that case, it may fall off sooner because many women do not wish to have kids or wish to have the bedroom fun once they've had the kids, which is why I say don't get married. This whole email actually is about why not to get married, but we'll continue on. She says, I'm not super happy about my sexless marriage, but I used to really love my wife when we started dating. I still love her as a family member, a teammate, since raising kids is tough teamwork. As much as I want to maintain good relations with her, she's a few years older and I no longer feel attracted to her after she gave birth. Well, you're the one that put her in that state, so you kind of had to expect that to happen. And a lot of times women do not feel like they want to go back to the gym and work out and get back to the state in which they were before having kids or when they were younger. You know, when you get married, if a guy decides to put on 100 pounds or a woman decides to put on 100 pounds, you are legally bound to that person. Once having kids, now you have kids to support as well. He continues on. She's a good mother and a good housewife, though. We are not openly in an open relationship. Okay, so not an open relationship. But I generally have freedom to do whatever I want without being asked too many questions. Would that be riding motorcycle and enjoying your hobbies, or would it be doing things behind her back? He says maybe that's why she's not much interested in me or my life in general. She threatened me with a divorce on one occasion in case I was cheating, but I would not let her find out for once, and also I don't think she'd have the huevos to do that, since it would destroy the family, kids' well-being, and I'm the only one provider, so financially it would be really tough for her. So what it sounds like to me here is this is a situation where you said, you know what, I want to get married and have a family. And you did, and you have a good career. But now you're not attracted to your wife anymore. That can happen. And it doesn't seem that you still care for her as far as a teammate, but not as somebody that you want to sleep with. That sounds a lot like a lot of the videos that we talk about here and a lot of things that guys complain about. Hey, you know what? I married her. I gave her a good life. I've been a good supporter. And now she says she's not attracted to me and wants to bail or cheat on me. And we say, boo, this is wrong. We don't like this. She should break up with, at least have the capacity to break up with the guy before cheating. Or if she ends up getting divorced, maybe not take all the money, just leave and start your life over. Well, what you're basically saying here is you wanted to marry her and she married you. And you wanted to have a family and she gave you a family. And now after having kids, you're not attracted to her anymore. But she's kind of done everything you've wanted her to do. So not sure how I feel about that. I mean, if you were to, and it sounds like she doesn't, you say she doesn't have the huevos to leave you because you're the only financial provider. So imagine, look at things from her view. I married this guy. I had his kids. He's the only one providing for us. And now I think he's stepping out on me, but I can't leave because I'm financially stuck. Or I can't leave because we have the family together and I don't want the kids to be punished for him cheating or for me leaving. Do you see how you've kind of put her now, you've painted her into a corner where she doesn't have a lot of outs? And we talk about how bad that is in relationships here. He continues on, if I knew how much struggle having kids was, I might not have chosen to be single forever. And we talk about this too. You know, here we're hearing it right from a guy's mouth, guys, that you get married, things fall off in the bedroom, in the intimacy department. But you still have someone you're close to and a friend and a good mother and so on and so forth. So you're kind of trapped a little bit, right? And here he's had two kids and now he says, never knew how much of a struggle having kids was. If I knew this, I might have chosen to not have them and stayed single. So realize this is a guy that is now talking to himself or you 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. This is a guy that if he could speak to himself as a younger age, he'd say, this is what you're in for. It's not everything you cracked up to be. Really think about this because things are not going to turn out the way you want. So the reason why I'm reading this email is not to shame him or give him a hard time. It's to let you guys hear what may be 10 or 20 years down the road for you. Okay. And that this is how he went from, I wanted to be married, I wanted to have family, to not quite what I wanted it to be. He says, however, when I moved to Japan, I wanted to settle down and have a family, like we said. Before moving to Japan, I've been living a pretty wild rock star type lifestyle, moving from one country to another, be it Europe, USA, Australia. Bottom line being, as much as I miss part of the wildness freedom while being single, I don't really see myself living apart from my kids and divorcing my wife, not to mention living in a different country, for example. I think I'd be pretty miserable without my kids. And then he says, hey, if I knew all this, I might have stayed single and not had kids. But now that I have the kids, I love them and I want to be with them. But I also not so much thrilled with being with the wife. Again, not judging, but just listen to the storyline we're working through here, right? And at the end, I'll get to the questions he asks. But there's very, very important stories in this email. He says, however, I have a strong need for and drive for intimacy and romantic relationships. I tried to kill it many times, but it just strikes back. I do believe in love. I am full of love, but I don't really believe in monogamy and committing to one person throughout life as it's against human instinct. Yes, but you say that now, but you're the one that asked her to marry you and you're the one that had children with her. Now in knowing this, I bet you would have said to her, hey, I want to have a family someday, but I'm not so sure about the committed monogamous relationship, right? I would like to have a beautiful, slim, young girlfriend. Wouldn't we all? to enjoy great time with and have intimacy with, like being in an open yet committed relationship without risking the well-being of my family. Cuckold with a trophy hot wife is my unrealized fetish of mine. So I'd like to explore all things life has to offer with open-minded girls. Okay, but let me ask you this, and this is important. What if your wife came to you one day and said, you're not providing for me in the bedroom anymore. I'm going to go have other guys fulfill that need for me. Now, if you say, I'm okay with that, then you need to have a conversation with her and tell her that. If you're not okay with that, then you need to not step out on her because now you're saying rules for me, but not for me, and that's not fair, okay? And I'll sum up all this in a big rant, but I want to get through the email so you guys know what I've read. Not a rant, but during 6 years of my marriage, I have and had girlfriends. I'd screw around while being on business trips, and I have plenty of. I have girlfriends in Europe, but with the current bug situation, all my business trips are now canceled. I broke up with my, quote, last girlfriend after 4 years, 15-year older woman who was understanding about my situation. I did some swiping dating for a short period of time, but it's a waster. I even considered being a sugar daddy for an 18-year-old, but I realized this is totally not for me. Too much money for little or no experience. I've been thinking about using escorts after breaking up my girlfriend, as I'm, again, a super energetic for bedroom stuff. But I turned down that idea for a number of reasons. One of them being I hate using jimmies or protection. I'm considering reconciling with my ex, considering how much cheating is a taboo in Japan. It literally, the word for adultery is no morals, meaning it's hard to find a girlfriend, and how much a risk it is for my healthy family life. Okay, we got a lot to cover here, man. We got a lot to cover. First of all, I'm going to talk to you guys who are not directly involved in this email. In other words, I'm talking to all of you that aren't this guy. This is a great example of so many times we're told, hey, you know, when you grow up, you're going to meet a great wife. You get married. You have kids. You have the house on the hill. Everything is wonderful. She will be good to you. You will be good to her. You know, the bedroom slows a little bit, but life goes on and you'll be happy and you'll have the family and so on and so forth. As you can see, that especially if you have a higher energy drive for intimacy, that doesn't pan out so well. Now, knowing this, this is a good reason for you to really ask yourself, do I want family? Do I want kids? Because you're going to become, in some ways, a monk, but you're also going to still have to use your finances to take care of a wife and kids. So for you, those of you that are on the fence, here is someone in the future talking back to himself in the past saying, this didn't turn out as great as I thought it would. Number two, you know, so many times we say, I was in this relationship and then just one day I found out she was cheating on me. Or one day I found out she just broke up with me out of the blue and I have no idea what I did wrong and I'm totally devastated and I'm crushed. Well, here he says they have an open relationship, but being open that he can do whatever he wants, but she threatened to divorce him if he was cheating on her, which he was. But even if he tells her, she can't really leave because he's the financial supporter of the family. Do you see how this looks from her side? Her side is now usually the side we take, which is no one said anything to me. I didn't know there was a problem. She was just doing this behind my back, right? So he's kind of doing the same thing. So it does go both ways. I'm not saying that guys don't do this, but what it breaks down to is communication problems. All right, now I will specifically speak to the person that wrote me this email. I have to put my glasses on. What would you recommend in terms of dating for a married guy like me and in terms of dealing with a high intimacy drive or a high drive? All right, my recommendation for dating as a married guy is either don't date or don't be married. You can't have your cake and eat it too. That is unfair to her. It is unfair to your kids if they find out that you're doing this. And all of a sudden, it's a broken, jacked up home and has all the problems that so many of the families that we see today having messed up kids are doing, like the single moms, right? Single moms that let the donor leave and she just collects child support and raises the kid as a single mom. That's part of the problem why we have all these issues. So my recommendation is either you don't date, you man up, you be a father to these kids, and you stick with a woman that married you and gave you the kids like you wanted, or you don't be married anymore. If that is the route that you take, you better make sure 100% before you take that route that she will allow you to be in the kids' lives, allow you to raise them, allow you to be there for them, and you better financially take care of them. This isn't a case where a woman tricked a guy. Okay, this is a case where you guys agreed on a contract to raise a family and to stay married. If you want out of that contract, you have to make sure that you fulfill your part of the bargain, which is making sure these kids are taken care of, which is being a part of their life and being a good father to them. Now, my best suggestion would be to wait till they are adults at 18, but I don't know their ages, so I don't know if that's 10 years away or if that's 2 years away. Okay, the best result would be to wait till they're 18, maybe going off to college, maybe going off to live their lives or do their own thing, and then you end things. But if that is not an option for you, then really the only thing you need to do is to go tell your wife. The last question he says, I've been thinking about it a lot, but I don't really see myself sleeping with my wife again. Does this ultimately come down to either A, leaving my wife and kids, or B, eliminating my desires and focusing on work and family? And you brought it up, so you're aware of this. You're not blindsided by, obviously, what I'm telling you. I would say, look, eliminating your desires and focusing on the work and family, if she's a good wife to you, if she's a good mother to the kids, honor the promises you made to the family. Because so many times, you know, my channel, I sit here and I read article after article where women don't do that. And we call these women out on it. But to be the guy that does that, man, that's not cool. Look, I'm 46. I'm 47, aren't I? Yeah, I'm 47, almost 48. My drive is not dead. It's just put in neutral. You know, I've been a monk for a little bit over a year now, almost a year and a half. It's not going to end the world. You know, 90% of the enjoyment you can get from a woman, you can get from Rosie Palmer and her five friends and a little bit of lotion or toys or whatever. Or you just say, get into hobbies, get into gym, getting into other activities that will move on. Okay. How does your wife feel about this? Is she still attracted to you? Maybe she's not. You know, if she seems to be fine with the house and the kid, maybe if you went forward to her and say, you know what, we're not doing a lot of action here. Do you miss that? She might say no. And you might say, I do. And what would you suggest we do about this? You never know. She might say to you, you know what, if you want to take care of that outside the family and you do it safely, go for it. She might give you permission if she's not really into that with you anymore and she's just into the kids and you as a partner and you as a provider. You don't know until you ask. You need to have these conversations, but you need to do it delicately. It can't be blaming her. It can't be blaming the family. It can't be, you know, you got to come forward and say, look, this is what I'm having issues with. And it's going to be tough for you because usually that conversation with a guy to his wife is, here's what I want from you, but I'm not getting it from you. So I want to get it from somewhere else. And usually the wife freaks out. But if you go forward and ask her what she needs, and if she's like, I'm good, and you tell her, well, I want, you know, how are we going to remedy this? She might say tough crackers, or she might say, hey, I don't care. You know, if you ever watch The Sopranos, the TV show, or other old Italian movies, they talk about having a I think it's pronounced the guma, but it basically is mistress. And the wives of these, you know, mobster types knew they had girlfriends on the side, but they didn't care because the mobster guys came home and took care of the family and provided the money. And that's really what the wife at the house was. It's not a, I mean, there's a reason why there's a word mistress, because, you know, it's something that happens. But I think it'd be much healthier for you to have a discussion. So here's your options. Number one, stay with the family, you know, raise your kids, do everything right until you hit 18 and then, you know, leave if you want to. Number two, have a conversation with your wife. Tell her, these are my needs. First, find out what she needs. And if she doesn't need anything, then, you know, see if you can discuss this with her. If she still has needs, you need to be okay with her getting those needs met elsewhere while you get your needs met elsewhere. But understand, this conversation may lead to, three, you getting a divorce. And if you do decide to go that route, you better take care of those kids. You better take care of that wife, because it's none of their fault that you're having problems, because it's not the wife saying no to you. It's you not finding her attractive anymore. And maybe she didn't take care of herself. You know, maybe we could put some of that on her. But it sounds like if you've been doing this for a while, I mean, you've had a last girlfriend after 4 years. You've been doing this for a while. So, you know, maybe this is something that you need to understand. And lastly, if you decide to keep a girlfriend and do it on the side and all that stuff, that's on you. I can't recommend that. I think that's not being fair to your family, especially not being fair to your kids. And if your wife finds out and you end up getting a divorce, and you may get run through the court and dragged under the coals. I don't know how it is over in Japan. So that would be my very, very last option. First option is just controlling yourself and being a man and realizing you made a promise and wait until everything's done. That's it, guys. I'll leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, thank you if you have supported me directly. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and go check out my older videos. If you want to write an email to me, the email address is below. I don't need a life story. You don't need to hide your email address. I'm not going to read it. And you don't need to give me your life story. Just tell me, here's my situation and here's my questions, because I have to read as you can see, very long ones, and it's kind of hard for. So just give me enough information that I know what's going on. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, if you made a commitment to somebody and you made a promise and kids are involved, do what's right for the kids first. Do what's right for the family's support for next. And then worry about yourself if they've held up their end of the bargain. But if the wife hasn't held up her end of the bargain, or she's not doing things the way you expected, then you need to make an alternative course.